Amen. So far we have covered the first three of the Ten Commandments. And the first three commandments focus on our relationship with God. We learn that we are to love and trust God above all things. We learn that we are not to misuse His name, but instead use it as He intended. And we learn that we are to rest in God's work and gladly hear His word. Tonight we continue our sermon series on the Ten Commandments with the fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother. Now the fourth commandment begins the second half of the Ten Commandments, which treats our relationship with other humans. And of course the fourth commandment treats our parents and also other authorities that God has placed over us. In fact, Scripture teaches that God actually serves us through our parents and other authorities. And so when we honor our parents or other authorities, we are actually honoring God who serves us through them. Now the reason God puts special focus on parents is that we are closer to them than any other authorities. Think about it. God used our parents to create us. God used our parents to give us life. God used our parents to protect us and care for us when we were nothing but helpless infants. For these reasons alone, we should honor our parents. In his small catechism, Martin Luther gives this explanation to the fourth commandment. He says, "We should fear and love God so that we do not despise or anger our parents and other authorities, but honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them." You know, we sinners need to hear this, especially in our world today. You see, our natural inclination is to rebel against authority. Children need to understand that when they rebel against their parents or despise them, they are actually rebelling against God and despising Him because He serves them through their parents. Now, I've already mentioned that God used our parents to give us life and care for us as we were infants. But even as we grew older, our parents were still there for us, weren't they? They gave us food, they gave us clothing, they gave us shelter, and many other blessings. But most of all, we ought to thank God for Christian parents. If your parents brought you to holy baptism, if your parents took you to church and to Sunday school, if your parents said prayers with you and spoke God's word to you at home, then you are blessed indeed. No wonder God wants you to honor your parents. Of course, the question is, how do we honor them? Let me mention three ways. First, God wants us to obey our parents. Children, this means that you are to do what your parents ask without questioning them or resisting them. Now please understand, I'm not suggesting you should obey your parents if they would ask you to sin, but let's face it, in almost all cases, parents don't ask their children to sin. Instead, parents teach you right from wrong. Parents also give you rules that are for your own good, even if you don't understand that at the time. Secondly, God also wants us to respect our parents. You see, it's not enough to obey our parents if we do it with an attitude. Sometimes we obey in such a way that we show anger to our parents or treat them with disrespect. But God doesn't want this. We are to respect our parents as well as obey them. And finally, we are to love and serve our parents. Now that word love means a whole lot more than just warm emotions. Because emotions can come and go. You see, my friends, love is not ultimately a feeling. Love is a decision and a choice to serve another. And so God wants us to help our parents in any way we can. Children, that means you can show love for your parents by helping with work at home and doing something nice for them. My friends, love is more than words and emotion. Love is action and commitment. However, since many of us here tonight are adults, we may wonder if the fourth commandment still applies to us. Obviously, now that we're adults, we're no longer under our parents' authority. Instead, we're responsible for our own actions. Nevertheless, God still wants us to respect and serve our parents, even when we are adults. And this is especially the case when our parents grow old and are in need of our care. You might recall our gospel reading. Jesus refers to this aspect of the fourth commandment. He rebukes some people who came up with a sinful excuse for not helping their needy parents. Well, God expects families to help one another. Now, at this point, I need to explain that the fourth commandment is not only about parents. You might remember Luther's explanation. He says, honor your parents and other authorities. You see, throughout the scripture, God teaches that we are to obey and respect any authorities that God places over us. So, for example, we are to honor our teachers, whether they're at school or here at church. We are to honor those who are over us at work. We are to honor various law enforcement officials in our community. We are to honor those people who serve in various government positions. God serves us through all these authorities, and He expects us to honor them. Of course, someone always asks, but what if those authorities that are over us are evil? What if those authorities mistreat us or ask us to do sinful things? Well, in those cases, God's Word teaches that we must obey the Lord rather than men. God obviously doesn't want us to submit to evil authorities who ask us to sin or who want to mistreat us for no good reason. But in all other circumstances, God expects us to obey and respect our parents and other authorities. However, at this point, we need to realize that the fourth commandment not only applies to those who are under authority, it also applies to those who are in authority. In other words, parents and other authorities need to behave in a manner worthy of honor. Think about it. How can parents expect their children to honor them if those same parents mistreat their children, fail to teach them right from wrong, and are poor role models? If you recall our reading from Ephesians, Paul does not only speak to the children, does he? Paul also speaks to the fathers. Now, this doesn't mean that mothers aren't important. They're very important. Why then does Paul address fathers? Because the buck stops here. God gives fathers the primary responsibility of teaching children right from wrong. But most of all, God has given fathers the task of being spiritual leaders in the home. But you know what's sad? In many homes of our nation, the mother is the primary or maybe even the only spiritual influence over the children. This is not God's plan, my friends. Fathers are to be the primary spiritual leaders at the home. Listen again to Paul's words. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Now, Paul says, first, that we should not exasperate our children. That means we should not raise them in such a way that they end up becoming frustrated and bitter about life. How would we ever lead our children to that point? Well, let me mention one of two ways. First, if we burden our children with rules, but give them no love and no mercy, we lead them to become bitter about life. On the other hand, if we give them no rules at all and no discipline at all, if we don't teach them right from wrong, then we also set them up to fail and become bitter about life. In either case, whether we have all rules and no mercy, or all mercy and no rules, in either case, we set our children up to become exasperated. In contrast to those two evil extremes, Paul says that we fathers should nurture our children in God's Word. This means that we will use God's law to show our children right from wrong and discipline them when it is necessary. But all the more, it means that we must also speak the gospel to them. We fathers must point our children to Christ so that they can know that they are forgiven. We need to tell them that God loves them dearly. We need to point them to Jesus and all that He has done for them. My friends, if parents would raise their children in the Lord, and if children would honor their Christian parents, let me tell you, life in this world would be paradise. In fact, Paul even says that the fourth commandment contains a promise. He says we would then live long in the land. Now, you need to understand that when Paul says live long in the land, he doesn't necessarily mean chronological age, as though obeying your parents means you'll live to be 140 or something. That's not what he means. What he means by long life is a life that is full and filled with blessings. What he means is that if parents raise their children properly and children obey their parents and honor them, we will have a society that is blessed and full of joy and security and justice. That's what it means by long life, a life that is good and holy and pure as God intended it. Yes, if parents are doing their job, and if children submit to their parents, life in this world would be wonderful because you see, according to the Bible, the family is the basic foundation of society. And as it goes with the family, so it goes with the rest of society at large. Yes, if we could only keep the fourth commandment, life in this world would be wonderful. But life isn't always wonderful, is it? All over the world, marriages and families are torn apart. There are children who refuse to honor their parents. There are parents who ignore and mistreat their children. There are teachers and pastors and police and government officials who fail to do their jobs and even abuse those who are under their care. We don't obey the fourth commandment. No wonder the world is in such a mess. What's the answer? My friends, the only answer is Jesus. God uses the fourth commandment to show us how we fall short of God's plan. If we all examine our lives, we must all admit that we have broken the fourth commandment more times and in more ways than we can imagine. Any children who are here tonight, you have to admit, you don't always honor and obey your parents. And us adults, all we have to do is think back to our childhood and know that we were not perfect children either. And even now, as adults, do we always honor and respect our parents as we should in their old age? And then, of course, there's all those other authorities that we sometimes fail to honor as we should. Jesus, though, has come to give us the long life that we can't earn for ourselves. How did He do this? First, Jesus kept the fourth commandment perfectly for you. Not only did Jesus honor perfectly His earthly mother and father, but even more, Jesus honored His heavenly Father perfectly. And the ultimate example of how Jesus honored His Father was when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember this conversation Jesus had with His Father? He said, "Father, if You are willing, take this cup from Me, yet not My will, but Yours be done." Here we see that Jesus was willing to obey his Father even though it meant for him going to the cross to die for our sins. And when he died for our sins, he also died for our sins of breaking the fourth commandment. So my friend, if you are burdened with guilt because of the times you did not honor your parents or other authorities, if you are burdened with guilt because you have not been the perfect mother or father, please know that you can come to Jesus and that you are completely forgiven and holy before God. In fact, this same Jesus who forgives you and covers you with his own perfect obedience, this same Jesus will also give you a new heart that longs to keep the fourth commandment. In fact, that's what Paul means when he says that children should obey their parents in the Lord. Those three words, in the Lord, are indispensable. You see, Paul knows that we can't obey the fourth commandment no matter how hard we try. Only the Lord who forgives us and loves us, only He can help us to begin to obey the fourth commandment. So children, confess your sins to God and know that He forgives you. The Lord will help you to honor your parents. Fathers and mothers, confess your sins to God and know that you are forgiven. And the Lord will help you to nurture your children in the ways of the Lord. And my friends, as God's mercy and love moves us to obey the fourth commandment, I promise you we will begin to have peace in our homes. And as the Lord begins to fill our homes with peace, we will also be a blessing to our communities. But most of all, we can look forward to long life, eternal life filled with nothing but peace, joy, and love. We can look forward to this because our Father in heaven gave us His Son so that through Him we might have forgiveness and eternal life with our true Father in heaven. Our true Father in heaven, who serves us now through the authorities that He has placed over us. Amen. Now may the peace of God